Another man, evidently the captain of the party, stood at a little distance as they lifted the chest out of the boat. He had a cane in one hand and a lighted lantern in the other, although the moon was shining as bright as day. He wore jack boots and a handsome laced coat, and he had a long, drooping mustache that curled down below his chin. He wore a fine feathered hat, and his long black hair hung down upon his shoulders. All this Tom Kist could see in the moonlight that glinted and twinkled upon the gilt buttons of the captain's coat. They were so busy lifting the chest from the boat that at first they did not notice that Tom Kist had come up and was standing there. It was the white man with the long plaited queue and the gold earrings that spoke to him.
"Boy, what do you want here, boy?"
he said in a rough, hoarse voice.
"Where do you come from?"
And then, dropping his end of the chest, and without giving Tom time to answer, he pointed off down the beach and said,
"You'd better be going about your own business, if you know what's good for you. And don't you come back, or you'll find what you don't want waiting for you."
Tom saw in a glance that the pirates were all looking at him, and then, without saying a word, he turned and walked away. The man who had spoken to him followed him threateningly for some little distance, as though to see that he had gone away as he was bidden to do. But presently he stopped, and Tom hurried on alone, until the boat and the crew and all were dropped away behind and lost in the moonlight night. Then he himself stopped also, turned, and looked back whence he had come. There had been something very strange in the appearance of the men he had just seen, something very mysterious in their actions, and he wondered what it all meant and what they were going to do.